Hey, this is Brian Kane, your mental conditioning coach, with an audio of reminders for your college baseball, college softball players. Now, it is the start of the college baseball softball season here, but even if you're not a baseball or softball player, this is going to be beneficial for you, because what we're talking about in this audio is 5 minutes of the 4-RIP-3 system. And the 4-RIP-3 system, whether I'm talking with baseball, softball, soccer, volleyball, football, basketball, golf, or mixed martial arts fighting, it's all the same. You got to live in that present moment. You got to play one pitch at a time. Stop counting down the days until the NCAA tournament and start making those days count by lasering in your focus and focusing on today. Remember, today plus today plus today equals your season. You want to be there at the end, then be there in the now. The time is now. The place is here. One day, one pitch at a time, live in the present. I've given you exercises to help you live in the present that you can pick up on the podcast. Your 5-4-3-2-1 breathing exercise, your focus up or concentration grids, and also that inhale for a count of 6 to 8, exhale for a count to 8 to 10. You can train yourself to stay in the present moment and have that laser-like focus just like you train yourself physically, whatever your sport is. Or we call it that 30-second drill. And where you're sitting right now or driving, listen to this audio, lock in for 30 seconds. Ready, set, go. You see, right now the energy in the room where you are is different than it was just 5 seconds ago. Feel that. This is what being in the present moment is all about. It's about making eye contact and being totally present with the person who you're speaking with. Whether that's a coach, whether that's an athlete, whether that's a teammate, whoever it is, be present. You see, today's game, today's practice is all that matters. You take care of business today, everything else takes care of itself in the future. The time is now, the place is here, the past is history, the future is a mystery, today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. Enjoy it. And that's 30 seconds space out. So live in the present, play one pitch at a time. Focus on the process and what you can control. Let go of what you can't. One of the fastest ways to eliminate stress in your life is to let go of what you can't control. You can't control coaches. You can't control parents. You can't control the draft. You can't control your teammates. You can't control the field. You can't control the opposition. You can't even control your results. And in baseball and softball, just like many other sports, you can do everything right and not get the result you want. You can't control results. All you can control is the process, how you play, and your ape, your attitude, your appearance, how you carry yourself. Do you get big and carry yourself with that confidence and swagger? Because confidence is a choice. Do you focus on your process and how you play the game and your presence, your focus for this pitch, your effort and your energy? Because I can tell you right now, you are either energy giver or energy taker. And we don't need energy takers. We need energy givers. So get locked into that dugout participation game. Get locked into using your voice. Get locked into acting different than how you feel. Fundamental of mental toughness is you act different than how you feel. And that brings us to being positive. What does it mean to be positive? Being positive means that you focus on what you want, not what you're trying to avoid. That you train that little voice inside of your head that we call your mental assassin. And you trade it to be green and to tell you to go. It's just like driving that car, right? If you come to a green light, you go. You come to a red light, you stop. Where you beat yourself is you step out there to perform. You got red lights and negative self-talk, and you don't release it. Be positive. Focus on what you want, not what you're trying to avoid. Turn all of your have-tos into want-tos. Don't get bitter when something doesn't go your way. Find a way to get better. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. And make yourself better every single day. That leads us to mental imagery, using mental imagery each night before you compete to visualize yourself performing the way you want to. Using mental imagery before you throw that pitch to see it going where you want it to go, or 4 people away before you walk to home plate, seeing yourself barrel up that ball, hitting it where you want to hit it. The 4 R's, have routines, be consistent. Inside your routine, recognize your signal lights, and if you've got that red assassin, release him by physically doing something, whether it's a bat under the arm in your batting gloves, wiping the rubber, taking your glove off, taking a breath, whatever it is, you release that negative energy and you refocus on the next pitch. Inside your routine, recognize, release, refocus. Recognize green lights, play the next pitch. Recognize red lights, release, play the next pitch. Live in the present, focus on the process, and stay positive. Use mental imagery, have routines. routines to be consistent. Recognize your assassin, release when red, refocus when green. That's your 5-minute mental conditioning audio.